Andrew, Philip's death has left huge void in Queen's life. By Breitbart London on April 11, 2021. London, AP, the death of Prince Philip has left a huge void in Queen Elizabeth II's life. Their son Prince Andrew said Sunday, as well-wishers continued to leave floral tributes outside the gates of royal residences in memory of the monarch's husband. Andrew, the third of the couple's four children, attended church at the Royal Chapel of All Saints in Windsor along with other members of the royal family, 2 days after the 99-year-old Philip died at Windsor Castle. Andrew said his mother described it as having left a huge void in her life. "We've lost, almost, the grandfather of the nation," he said. "And I feel very sorry and supportive of my mother, who's feeling it probably more than everybody else." His younger brother, Prince Edward, called Philip's death a dreadful shock but said the 94-year-old queen was bearing up. Edward's wife, Sophie, said the monarch was thinking of others before herself. Both palace and government officials urged people not to come in person to pay their respects because of coronavirus restrictions on social mixing. But hundreds of people on Sunday brought notes, cards and flowers to the gates of Windsor Castle, located 20 miles, 32 kilometers, west of London, while others laid tributes outside Buckingham Palace in the British capital. Neil Lawton, founder of the Penny Farthing Club, rode his antique bicycle to the palace gates to pay his respects. "I think that there are some things that are just important and need to be done. 99 years of life and more than 70 years of service deserves some recognition," he said. Philip's funeral is set to take place April 17 at Windsor Castle. Only 30 people will be able to attend under the current coronavirus restrictions in England, but the slimmed-down service is scheduled to be broadcast live on television. Philip's grandson Prince Harry, who stepped away from royal duties last year and now lives in California, will attend the service along with other members of the royal family, palace officials have said. His wife, Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, is pregnant and has been advised by her doctor not to make the journey. Royal family members said they appreciated the outpouring of tributes and good wishes from people across Britain and around the world to Philip, who was the Queen's consort and support through more than 7 decades of marriage. Prince Edward, 57, said the extraordinary tributes meant a lot to the royal family. "It just goes to show, he might have been our father, grandfather, father-in-law, but he meant so much to so many other people," he said. Andrew, 61, who has largely kept out of the public eye since 2019 amid controversy over his friendship with the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, also praised the absolutely amazing tributes.